An Introduction to Geographic Atrophy. At Boehringer Ingelheim, we aim to prevent vision loss in people at risk and preserve or restore vision in those with retinal diseases, such as age-related macular degeneration. Age-related macular degeneration is often abbreviated to AMD and is a disease of the central part of the retina called the macula. Degeneration of this area means that people with AMD lose the high visual acuity that allows for color vision, reading, and facial recognition. AMD is a common condition that usually affects people in their 50s and 60s. The risk increases with age. 2% of the population aged 50 to 59 have AMD, which rises to nearly 30% of people above the age of 75. 80 to 90% of the people who suffer from AMD will have the early or intermediate form, which causes blurred or reduced vision due to macular thinning. However, symptoms are generally mild and it may not impact vision-related activities. The rest of the population with AMD suffers from late-stage AMD, the most advanced form of the condition and the leading cause of irreversible vision loss in people over the age of 65. Unfortunately, as the population ages, the global prevalence of this form of AMD is expected to increase by 92 million people between 2020 and 2040. There are two forms of late AMD, wet or neovascular AMD, and geographic atrophy, often abbreviated to GA. Wet AMD is caused by an overgrowth of weak blood vessels in the retina that leak fluid, causing swelling in the macular area and reduced central vision. For more information about this form, check out the Wet AMD infographic and accompanying audio on the Boehringer Ingelheim Retinal Health webpage. So, how does GA affect the eye? This form of late-stage AMD progresses from early or intermediate forms, which commonly begins with a change in the pigmentation or color of the macula. This is followed by the appearance of yellow lipid deposits called drusen under the retina and thinning of the macula. Geographic atrophy may follow, whereby hypopigmentation or loss of retinal pigment epithelium occurs, resulting in central vision loss. In addition to age, multiple genetic factors increase the risk of developing GA. Unhealthy lifestyle factors such as smoking and high BMI or abdominal obesity are also key risk factors for the disease. Those with cardiovascular disease or of European heritage are also at greater risk. Although painless, GA can significantly impact a patient's quality of life as a result of associated symptoms, which include reduced central vision, faded colors, reduced sharpness of vision, difficulty adapting to low light, loss of contrast sensitivity, visual distortions and hallucinations. This means patients may not be able to read, recognize faces, drive, or carry out everyday tasks, nor work and live independently. Unfortunately, this can often lead to depression, anxiety, and social isolation, as well as frequent hospitalizations and injuries caused by poor vision. The economic impact of GA is large. The cost per GA patient is more than 2,000 euros per year. Globally, visual impairment due to AMD costs approximately 290 billion euros in direct and indirect healthcare costs. If an optometrist suspects GA, they perform a dilated eye exam and/or retinal imaging. This includes fluorescein angiography, a 2D imaging technique of the retina that highlights blood vessels, or optical coherence tomography, a non-invasive form of 3D imaging of the retina. There is no approved or effective treatment to prevent the onset and progression of GA. However, patients are encouraged to follow a healthy lifestyle and diet to reduce their risk. Several GA therapies are under evaluation, including nutritional supplements. Thank you for listening to our Geographic Atrophy audio file. To find the references used to develop this script, please visit the Geographic Atrophy infographic hosted on the Boehringer Ingelheim website.